Chell Anderson is a North Shore naturalist. She lives here in Cook County and joins us periodically to talk about phenology or what's going on in the woods right now. Welcome back, Chell.
Hi.
Well, now birds look small, even frail. So how do they survive the winter weather when they're just those little ball of feathers?
Yes, there are tons of strategies and for survival, you know, across the wide range of species that spend the winter here in the bird world. But I know before we've talked about the use of caching behavior by gray jays, Canada jays.
This is putting food by.
Yeah,
their
putting
version
food
of
by.
Canning.
Yeah, their version of canning, right. But there are also other birds that do this, and maybe we'll focus on the seed caching thing first, because that's just so amazing and really is a great topic to call our attention to, just the amazing capacities of birds, mental capacities of birds. We think about, you know, all their other capacities, flight. I mean, who wouldn't, you know, want to fly if you could? But there's way more to them than that. So in the case of chickadees, nuthatches, blue jays, woodpeckers, all of these birds utilize to one degree or another, and in many cases to a large degree, particularly in the winter, the strategy of caching or storing food. And not just seeds, anything they find that they might eat, you know, little insects or caterpillars or whatever, they could be storing. But of course, it's most obvious to us that they might be doing that because we see a nuthatch or a chickadee or a woodpecker, blue jay come up to our feeders and nab a seed sometimes and then just work away at it and get into the, take the shell off if it has a shell and eat the internal parts, the actual seed. But other times we see them take those seeds and disappear.
Well, with blue jays, mm-hmm. You know, you can tell what they're doing. If they are caching, they sit there and they just keep gobbling them down. It's like they've got a crop that they keep them in.
Right.
Or if they're eating just to eat, then they stay there and eat.
Right.
So they're pretty obvious as to what they're doing,
right,
which means that then they're going to go someplace and cache whatever they've got.
Right. They're going to cache it. And the kind of term that's used for this behavior that all these birds are using is called scatter hoarding. So that refers to the fact that they're going to go and each one of those things, even though they may take more than one seed with them at a time, they're going to take each one and they're going to put it in a different place. So that blue jay that you see gobbling down a dozen or more sunflower seeds, it's not going to go to one place and put them all in that one place. It's going to go to a different place for each one. They've actually, in other habitats than here, where acorns, I think it is, they've documented blue jays hiding up to 5,000 acorns, you know.
Now wait a minute, how do they find that? How do they find those seeds in acorns without a GPS unit?
Yeah, well, this is, you know, people use bird brain as you know, kind of a demeaning term, but they don't really know anything about birds, I would say, because chickadees, nuthatches, blue jays, all these birds have fantastic capacity to return to those places, to know where they are. Those caches are. And in the case of, I know for sure, both nuthatches and chickadees, they not only know where the seeds are, but they've evaluated them as to their weight. And they know what is more high quality by weight. So at least 24 hours after they've hidden something, they can actually discern where to go in terms of what's the better quality cache to visit.
So if the weather was extremely bad, they would be looking for something of a higher nutritional value, and they'd go to that cache.
Right. So when you see a chickadee or a nuthatch at your feeder, I've seen this many times, where they'll come up to the seeds and they'll pick up a seed, drop it, pick up a seed, drop it, pick up a seed. Well, that's not just idle behavior. That's checking to see if they can find a seed that weighs more than the previous seed. So they're looking for the higher quality thing to take and eat or to take and cache. And so they can, for all these birds, there's been a lot of work done to understand their capacities in this regard. And they can remember the location of these caches up to 28 days from when they've cached them. 28 days. And for the first 24 hours, know where that heavier seed was. So 28 days, boy, I wish, you know, I had
So. I could remember my grocery list yeah. for 28 minutes. Yeah.
Yeah. So just an incredible level of spatial memory that they have at their disposal. And chickadees are a species that's been studied quite a bit in this regard. And researchers have actually found that in the case of the chickadee, black-capped chickadee, the spatial memory that's associated with kind of this kind of behavior is in the hippocampus region of the brain. And in chickadees, if you look at a chickadee any time of the year and compare it, the chickadee's brain and the hippocampus of the chickadee's brain at any time of the year and compare it to the hippocampus in a bird's brain that doesn't do caching, their hippocampus is proportionately larger than it is in other birds. And besides that, in the autumn, their hippocampus, as they start to do more of this caching more intensely, their hippocampus actually grows in size, increases in size. And then in the spring, it shrinks back to...
Boy, is that an example of adaptive...
Yeah, right. So we think of, it's easy to think not just for other animals, but for ourselves, that we're kind of set, you know, our brains, everything is kind of set. But in the case of all kinds of different species, but even in, and even in our own case, but the chickadee is a great example of how there are these aspects of our physiology that are more plastic, that are more changeable, even in the course of a year's time. In the case of a chickadee, it's part of its brain is growing significantly and then shrinking back when it isn't absolutely essential. So what a wonder. Birds, they're just full of endless wonders.
That's interesting. I have observed what you talked about with yeah. chickadees, but I didn't know what yeah. they were doing. You know, I thought yeah. they were just being fussy. Yeah. And they were being fussy.
They were being, exactly, they were being fussy. Yep, here, here for fussy.
Chell Anderson is a botanist and plant ecologist, and thank you so much for helping us understand caching birds.
You're very welcome.